Thanks for downloading the Beyond the Money podcast. If you hear anything on today's show that you need clarity on or to make that first consultation, give the team a call, 727-334-0024, or always online at mycampbellandco.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to the show.
I saw a fascinating piece of research from the Pew Research Center, and they did a study on the American workforce and found that 90% of adults over 65 are still working today. Now, compare that back to 1985. That number was only 11%. And Jackie, adults over the age of 75 are the fastest growing group in the labor market. Fascinating. Is that because we're living longer, or is that because of inflation, the market? Everything's a little more expensive. What do you see?
I definitely think it's a combination of things. I think that, you know, one, there's so much technology and there's so much research, you know, with one of the podcasts that we've got coming up about the, you know, that anti-aging and being able to actually extend your health span, not just live longer and extend the years, but actually the quality of your life. So I think that's probably part of it. I'm really intrigued by that. And I'm so excited to share that with an upcoming podcast on Beyond the Money. But I think that inflation has kind of made people a little nervous. You know, you think about the market, you think about the last really big drop that we've had, other than that, you know, COVID real quick down and up. We had, it was 2007, 8, 9, right? The Great Recession, and over 50% drop in the market over that 2-year span. And a lot of people were in their working years. If you think about the baby boomers, that generation, they were in the middle of their working years, their earning years, their highest earning years, some of them. And, you know, the market goes down. If you are in that growth and accumulation phase, it's a really good time because you're able to buy low. And obviously, if you stay the course and have a really good strategy and plan, you're able to navigate and weather through that. But if that were to happen again, 2007, 2008, 2009, and you're still investing in your later phase of your life timeline, if you look at it that way. I mean, that's in that wealth and preservation timeline. So markets are reaching all-time highs. Now's the time to pay attention to the market, what's going on. And, you know, it's an election year. Who knows what's going to happen this year? But again, have a plan in place. Have a review. And are you taking more risk than you should be taking? We're always looking at things here at Campbell Company. If we kind of look at the past for some patterns, we look at the present for what's going on in your current life. Are you having to work a little bit extra? Are you taking too much risk in your portfolio? And what is that going to look like in the future? You know, what goes up will come down. Yeah. We don't want it. Everybody likes green arrows. But again, more people having to go back to work because of the cost of food and gas and inflation and things like that. Or is it just because they want more money simply to enjoy life? Or maybe they just get bored and they want to get out and socialize and do some things. So, you know, me, I like to keep my mind busy. I will probably always do something, even if I'm volunteering. So it's a no judge zone, no matter where you're at, but it's reality. And that's what we do here at Campbell Company. No matter what generation you're born in, no matter how old you are, whether you're working or whether you're fully retired or whether you're getting ready and you're in those mid 60s there or the late 50s and you're getting ready to retire, let's come up with a plan. Let's have a plan, a written plan, one that is flexible, and review what you should continue doing, because I'm sure that there's some great things that you're already doing in your financial plan. But also let's evaluate what you should stop doing, what can be detrimental to your retirement, to your plan, and maybe make you have to go back to work, and what should you start doing. So it all begins with a conversation, and we love to have those conversations in our no judge zone, we call it, here at Campbell & Company. Just give us a call, 727-334-0024, or you can go online at mycampbellandco.com and just kind of tell us where you're at. Hey, I'm 69 and I'm still working, and you know, what do I need to do differently so that I can feel comfortable and have that added peace of mind to get to the place where I know I can let go of that vine, so to speak, and make sure that I have a good, solid retirement plan and know when to turn on my other income streams and know when it's okay to be a little bit extra charitable. You know, if I have that philanthropic mindset, or I have children that I want to see, or grandchildren with weddings coming up, what whatever that may be for your life, give us a call. We'd love to help you navigate through that and make some really good sound decisions. 360 degrees for your financial plan. 727-334-0024.
Speaking of no judgment zone, we got a call from a radio listener last weekend that said that they are liquid heavy but afraid of the market. So, Jackie, talk to me like I'm a third grader here. Make that make sense to me. And what advice do you give this person? I'm liquid heavy, but I'm afraid of the market. What does that mean?
Well, that just means that you've got money that's a little bit more conservative, right? If you're looking at a risk score of 1 to 100, you know, that just means you have your investments a little bit more concentrated on that fixed income, that safer allocation. You're on that lower end, or 50 or lower, probably around a 10 or a 25, I would guess. What does that mean? That just means that you're afraid to make a change. It doesn't mean that you can't. I mean, most people are afraid of the market having a correction, not of 5 or 10%, but 20% or more. And we have strategies in place that act like a sponge that are able to kind of absorb that 20% potential loss or drop in the market. That's really a great strategy to consider right now. Also, some of those zero floor solutions. And, you know, that way you get to, you know, maybe participate in some of the market-like returns or market-like strategies without taking all of the risk. There are definitely solutions that can balance that out if you have a low risk score. There's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, knowing who you are and what you're going to react to, most importantly. You know, you don't want to follow that herd mentality, you know, buy when everything is sky high and then sell when everything starts to fall down. That is the worst thing that you could possibly do, but it's having a good solid plan and knowing who you are. And if you're married, knowing who your spouse is. What is your risk score? What is your spouse's risk score? It's kind of like, what is your speed limit, right? Zero to one to 100. If you think of it in that concept, some people are comfortable driving 80, 85, even faster. And, you know, some, they want to go like 35 and a 55. It's like, you know, you've got to have, you know, this balance. And where should you be in your lane, in the path that you're currently on, and what are you comfortable with? You know, maybe you need a little bit of assistance. Maybe you need some guidance helping you navigate through some of these things. That's what we do here at Campbell Company. We are a full service financial solution firm, 360 degrees. We look at everything, not just how you're invested, not just what your risk tolerance is, your risk score, but also how do you take your Social Security benefits? When do you turn it on? What year were you born, and when is your RMD, your required minimum distribution from these IRAs? How do you turn those into income? I see some amazing accumulators, some great savers. I mean, you do such a great job. Even if you're more on that liquidity focus and more that safer type asset investment, you can still accumulate by sheer determination and saving, not spending more than you're making. So I see some really great savers and accumulators there. But when you get to retirement, it's a totally different mindset. And how do you turn those savings into income? More importantly, how do you get your mindset to allow you to turn those savings, all that you've worked for your entire life, into that income stream? And what is the best order of operations? Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. I've talked about this for quite a while now. And, you know, yes, I was a math geek. I was a math nerd. I was on the math team. And, you know, I never thought I would use that past elementary school. But, you know, here I am still talking about it. There is a specific order of operations when you get to that phase of your life, turning your income on from assets. When we're working, we have a paycheck, we have that cash flow, we have that mailbox money, we have those direct deposits, whatever you want to call it. But how do you handle the rest of it when you make those changes? And that's where we find most individuals need the help. They're really good at saving, don't really know how to get to that conservation place. And wealth preservation is really what's important once you kind of reach the peak of that mountain called retirement. So we love to do that. We also have the risk score. If you go to our website, mycampbellandco.com, there's a little test right there at their homepage, and it takes about 5 minutes, and it's just like an eye exam. You know, if this were to happen, how would you feel? If this were to happen, how would you feel? It evaluates pretty accurately what your risk score, your speed limit for investing is. And maybe somebody who has a lot of liquidity, maybe you are more aligned with your risk tolerance. But there are other strategies there that will allow you that safety, that protection that you're looking for in your allocation strategy, your investment strategy. But it's also all those other things. It's paying the least amount of taxes legally possible, having that smart plan, having money for long-term care. If it's not always if I outlive my money, but it's also what if I don't have the health that I need, or I need extra health care, or I need more help with that long-term care. And then if I do have money that outlives me, where does it go? Do I have an estate plan in place? Do I have anything that I've reviewed in the past couple of months or couple of years? Am I in a different state now than my estate documents were drafted by an attorney? I mean, I have these conversations often about, you know, what are you doing? What should you continue doing? What needs to stop happening? And what should start happening? And something as simple as any one of those five areas of a true financial plan. That's what we do here at Campbell Company. We'd love to have the opportunity to talk with you about that. If you have too much liquidity, or you even don't even understand what that means, give us a call, 727-334-0024, or online at mycampbellandco.com.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors. Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors and IPW are not affiliated companies. Tax planning services are offered through the tax firm Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs. IPW does not offer tax planning services. The tax planning services offered by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Tax planning services are an outside business activity not offered through or supervised by IPW. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. MarketGuard is an SEC registered investment advisor located in Inglewood, Colorado. MarketGuard provides model portfolios and investment products to IPW. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors.